His Chicken stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Pat Pagano's forecast calls for, guess what? Cloudy, humid showers and thunderstorms today, 70 to 75. Showers and thunderstorm tonight, mid-60s tomorrow. Cloudy with showers, 75 to 80. We do have a flash flood watch that is in effect until tomorrow afternoon. We'll check in and get Pat's forecast in just a few minutes. First responders rescued an injured hiker from the Appalachian Trail in Egremont, battling steep terrain and rains from the tropical storm. South Berkshire's area's first responders needed about 5 hours to rescue an injured hiker from the Appalachian Trail over the weekend. Shortly before 3 on Friday, Egremont Police, Fire Departments, and Southern Berkshire Volunteer Ambulance Squad were the initial responders to a report of a Connecticut woman in her 60s that got hurt while hiking a trail 2 miles south of Jug End Reservation. Paramedics eventually stabilized the hiker, and rescues worked quickly to get her to a waiting ambulance at the Jug End Reservation parking lot. Fire chief noting the woman was initially taken to Fairview Hospital, later on to Hartford Hospital in Connecticut. Her condition was unknown as of Sunday night. Nearly 40 first responders, mostly volunteers, took part in the rescue. Aside from the initial responders, the Egremont and Great Barrington Fire Tech rescue teams and the Sheffield and Copec, New York fire departments were also key players in the rescue that ended before nightfall. Laughs, smiles, and more took over the Goshen Fairgrounds on Saturday as 4-H activities were back after being shut down by the pandemic last summer. The field day exhibition served as a warm-up for the Litchfield County 4-H Fair at the Goshen Fairgrounds August 6th through 8th. The fair is traditionally the first agricultural fair of the season in Litchfield County. With the event approaching, Davenport wanted to give 4-H members aged 7 to 18 a chance to experience what it'd be like to parade their cows and goats before judges. The pandemic brought the 4-H in-person program to a standstill, forcing all activities into virtual settings, which was not an ideal situation, but it was the only way to hold the program together until the pandemic restrictions were loosened. A new report on the Housatonic Water Company recommends $31 million in fixes. That report was commissioned by the town of Great Barrington to address ongoing water system problems. Housatonic recommends a slew of upgrades, replacements, and changes, including upgrading more than 66,000 feet of old mains and wider pipes, with an estimated cost of $31 million. The report by AECOM, an infrastructure consulting firm, also lays out a timeline for the work to the Housatonic Waterworks Company system that would divide costs into three increments over a period of 20 years. The select board will present the larger findings at its meeting tonight, held via Zoom. Company co-owner James Mercer previously said that Waterworks has made improvements over the last decade and has more planned, but the cost and related bill increases for ratepayers have prevented a larger overhaul. A Dalton man pleaded guilty on Friday to several counts of child sexual exploitation. James LaFrance, 65, pleaded guilty in Springfield to 4 separate counts of sexual exploitation of children after he admitted to encouraging, on 2 separate occasions, a 16-year-old Massachusetts girl to take part in sexually explicit conduct during video chat sessions, according to a statement released by federal prosecutors. LaFrance befriended the girl online, provided specific directions about what she was to do on camera, and recorded her action using his own computer. He's due to be sentenced on November the 19th. Connecticut has responded to an updated CDC guidance about masks in schools. On Friday, the CDC relaxed some of the COVID-19 guidance for schools, saying teachers and students who are vaccinated will not need to wear masks, saying teachers and students who've gotten vaccinated against COVID-19 don't need to wear a mask inside school buildings. Those who aren't vaccinated or are too young will still need to wear a mask. The CDC says the guidance is meant to supplement and not replace local Connecticut guidance. The new rules say no one needs to wear a mask at recess or in most outdoor situations. They're not advising schools to require shots for teachers or vaccine-eligible kids, and not offering guidance on how teachers can know which students are vaccinated or how parents will know which teachers are immunized. Governor Ned Lamont is recalling the legislature on Wednesday to vote for extending his emergency powers in the COVID-19 pandemic through September 30th. The governor on Friday issued a formal call for a special session of the General Assembly to approve a 2-month renewal of the current declarations of public health and civil preparedness emergencies that are due to expire on July the 20th. Striving to finish things he's started in Falls Village, First Selectman Henry Todd announced he'll be seeking a third term in office, according to a story in the Saturday Republican-American. During a recent interview at the now-open town hall, Todd, a Republican, talked about initiatives at the top of his list. A summer show by the Wasaic Project. If you lived here, you'd be home by now. The exhibition goes through all the floors of the summer adventure you've been craving. The co-director curators have invited 36 artists to take over all seven floors of the old grain mill, exhibiting artwork on walls, hung from ceilings, and installed in entire rooms. If you lived here, you'd be home by now is an exhibit that provides space for each artist to present a body of work while inviting visitors to feel at home and enjoy the exhibit. It is a summer exhibition at the Wasaic Project. It runs through September 18th, Saturdays and Sundays, noon to 5. By the way, the Wasaic Project will feature block parties and extended gallery hours to meet artists and enjoy art immersive experiences. Some meetings coming up in our area today in Salisbury. Board of Selectmen at 5, at 6:30, Inland Wetlands and Watercourse Commission. In Kent, the Streetscape Building Subcommittee has a special meeting today at 5:30. Pine Plains has a workshop going on today. And the town of Amenia has a special town board meeting at Town Hall, first floor at 6 p.m. And we'll go into executive session, Kent Hollow litigation. Town of Sheffield Board of Health has a meeting coming up today. That meeting is set for 6 p.m. this evening. In Sharon, the Inland Wetlands Commission is scheduled to meet tonight at 6:30. Falls Village has the Board of Finance regular meeting tonight at 6:30. Their Board of Selectmen regular meeting immediately following around 7 o'clock. In Cornwall, the Park and Recreation has a Zoom meeting. That meeting is set for tonight at 6:30. In North Canaan, tonight at 7 o'clock, the Planning and Zoning Commission has a meeting. In Hillsdale, notice is given that a public hearing will be held before the Planning Board of Hillsdale upon the application of Roberta Davis concerning property at 131 Schoolhouse Road. The application is filed for the purpose of creating a subdivision. The meeting will be held at 7:30 tonight at the Hillsdale Town Hall on Route 23. Any person determining to be heard may be present to speak. The town board meeting will be taking place at Town Hall tomorrow at 7 p.m. in Hillsdale. Citizens can listen in via Zoom at 850-20-12-1223. It will not be interactive. It is for listening only. Canaan Railroad Days is back after a year absence. It begins July 14th, running through the 18th, the 57th year, bringing the festival to the northwest corner of Connecticut. Fireworks, train history, carnival, live music, and much, much more. For a full list of all the activities and times, CanaanRailroadDays.com. Sharon Park and Recreation presents their summer concert series coming up on July 14th, Wanda Houston Band with Jazz. This will be held, of course, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Sharon Lyons Pavilion at Veterans Field. In Northeast New York, the Planning Board has a meeting coming up on July 14th. In North Canaan, the Sunset Music Series Car Cruise continues with food, cars, motorcycles, music, and fun on Thursday from 6 till 9 p.m., rain or shine. Phil Dunham will be playing this week. Ankrum, New York has a town board meeting on the 15th. On Thursday, the 15th, the Amenia Drive-In Theater on Route 22 will host the Boondocks Film Society's presentation of the 1984 road movie Paris, Texas. Gates opening at 7:30. The screening will feature a pre-film performance by William Lawrence. The film will begin at dusk. More information, playeatdrink.com. Zany Janey and Looney Lisa live in concert at the Douglas Library in North Canaan on Friday, the 16th at 10:30. Silly songs for kids of all ages. Come at 10 for Story Hour with Cindy. The event is free. Also on Friday, the events on the green in Norfolk, the Village Green. Coming up this Friday, Cyril the Sorcerer, a magician presented by the Norfolk Land Trust. Sheffield Kiwanis sponsoring a summer food drive on Saturday, 8:30 to 4:30 at the Price Chopper parking lot in Great Barrington. The Sharon United Methodist Church is holding a huge tag sale on Saturday from 9 till 3 p.m., both inside and outside at their Upper Main Street location. Due to COVID last year, they have accumulated quite an assortment of items that will be for sale. On Saturday from 11 till 12 during Railroad Days, connecting our region with 21st Century Rail, a conversation will be held at the Canaan Depot. ham or turkey sub drive-through with lettuce, tomato, cheese, macaroni, salad, chips, water, and dessert on Saturday. Benefit the Wasaic Fire Company Auxiliary at the firehouse. Drive-through only. Pickup from 11 until 2. Tickets are $10. For tickets, contact 845-406-8462 or any auxiliary member. St. John's Lutheran Church, County Route 7 in Ankrum, has their annual chicken barbecue coming up on Saturday. Donation is $15 for takeouts. Pick up 4:30 to 6. Order tickets as they are limited. Barbecue chicken, corn, coleslaw, potato salad, rolls, and watermelon. To order tickets, 518-329-0038, 518-329-7594, 518-789-4796, or 518-398-5200. The Sharon Historical Society and Museum announces the opening of the next exhibit at the gallery at the Sharon Historical Society, works by four women artists, to be held at the museum gallery from July 17th until August 27th. The public is invited to attend the artist opening reception on the terrace on Saturday the 17th from 5 till 7, when the exhibition will be available to view under social distancing guidelines. Please bring a mask for entry into the building. Our business brief is underwritten by Viale Insurance, 75 Main Street in Lee, insuring seasonal and secondary homes in the Berkshires since 1912. 413-243-0347, VialeInsurance.com. Salisbury Bank and Trust, SalisburyBankandTrust.com, and Morgan's at the Interlaken, InterlakenInn.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram. The Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off the week at 34,870.16, the NASDAQ at 14,701.92, and the S&P 500 at 4369.55. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.